Grace, welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan. Wonders chapter edition today is Wonders chapter Psalms chapter 11, and as you said, for the word of prayer, Almighty King of Kings, and thank you for this wonderful day. And thank you for the gift of life, and thank you for the gift of provision. And thank you for everything you have done to us, Father. All the tempters we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, and our failed to do what you have done, Father, we beg for your mercy. Father, I want to place this day into your hands, that may you come and walk through with us, Father. All those who are in pain, all those who are sick, Father, may you heal them, and may you stretch your healing upon them, Father. All those who are at war, may you keep them at peace, so that you know that you have something in future planned for them as well. May you continue giving hope to all those who are hopeless, with all those believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And let's continue today's wonder chapter. In the Lord I take refuge. How then can you say to me, flee like a bird to your mountain? For look, the wicked bend their bows. They set their arrows against the strings to shoot from the shadows at the upright in heart. When the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is on his heavenly throne. He observes everything on earth in his eyes and examines them. The Lord examines the righteous, but the wicked, those who love violence, he hates them with passion. On the wicked he will rain fury coals and burning sulfur. A scorching wind will be the Lord, for the Lord is righteous. He loves justice. The upright will see his face. And that is our wonders chapter for today. It's short, but let's go straight to today's message. The first one comes from verse 4. Verse 4 says, the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is on his heavenly throne. He observes everyone on earth. His eyes examine them. Amen. Today the Bible is telling us that the Lord is ever watching. The Lord is ever watching after us. The Lord is ever focused on us. I've told you so many times that we are all in a journey. Amen. The Lord is like that helicopter that leads a convoy. He's watching our future and our past at the same time, as well as our present. He is always looking at us. He's always there for us. He's protecting us. Amen. And I've told you so many times that the devil will want to try to make us feel like we have no one for us. Will try to make us feel like we are doomed. But that's not the case. And in the same way the Lord is watching to protect us, in the same way the Lord is watching to be there for us, he's also watching everything that we do. All the things that we do, whether in darkness or in light, we shall be held accountable for one day. That you should never forget. We shall be held accountable for. So many times when it's dark, we do certain things. When it's light, we are coming out. Praise God, King of Kings. You may fool humans, but you can never fool the Lord. Not even one bit. He sees your double face, and when the day comes, you'll be held accountable. The Bible today is in the message calling us to stop pretending. We should not be Christians of words, but should be Christians of actions. We should always remember to do as we say, to put in practice the things that we do in the Bible, the things that we read from the Bible. Because at one point, we shall be held accountable. When you go to verse 5, it says, the Lord examines the righteous, but the wicked, those who love violence, he hates with a passion. What path are you choosing? Are you choosing the path of righteousness or the path of wickedness? Are you? What are you choosing? Do you want to be loved by the Lord or do you want to be detested? The choice is yours. Because the Bible says in us, the Lord hates acts of wickedness. He doesn't like it. Not now, not never. He does not like it. Why then do you have to stick to those evil practices that you do? Very well knowing that that the Lord does not like them. Sometimes we're addicted to them. Get on your knees. You cannot fight it alone. Whatever you are, you can't fight it alone. You need Jesus in your life, my friend. My brother, my sister, let no one lie to you. You need Jesus Christ. And lastly, when you go to verse 7, it says, for the Lord is righteous, he loves justice. The upright will see his face. Amen. The Lord is righteous. He loves justice. The upright will see his face. Do you want to see the face of the Lord? Do you want to see the face of the Lord? Then follow the path of righteousness. And you will see his face. And he will guide you. And he will elevate you. And he will move you. The opposite is true. Choose the path of wickedness and God will turn his back to you. And he will lower you and he will push you down. But why wait until then? Why wait until it's too late? The Bible tells us that the Lord we serve is a passionate and loving God. Why do we have to wait until it's too late? Get some time. Read Psalms chapter 11. What do you get? What message do you understand? If you write to us, dailygracewithallan@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter, dailygracewithallan. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty King of Glory, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for the gift of life. And thank you for the gift of provision. One, thank you for always being there for us, for the way we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, what we have done, what we have failed to do. Father, may you have mercy on us. Father, may you continue guiding us, may you continue protecting us, and may you continue showing us the path that you want us to follow. For all the times that we have chosen the wrong path, Father, we pray on me as well as continue forgiving us. May you pray for all those who are sick, Father, all those in pain, all those who are at war, that you may give them the peace that they are longing for. We pray this, believing and trusting in your mighty name, and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.